إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه بعد. My dear brothers and sisters, the symbol of Islam is the sajda. It is complete and total submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluh. That is the symbol of Islam. It is submission. Islam, the meaning of Islam is submission. And the symbol of submission is the sujood. So the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this in the Quran and gave it to us as our as an example for us, where he said in Surah Al-Baqarah, وَإِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned Ibrahim alayhi salam as a symbol of his obedience. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made Ibrahim alayhi salam the father of the Anbiya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored him in many ways. He was given the responsibility of building the Kaaba. And about him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Baqarah, وَإِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. His Rabb said to him, submit, and he said, I have submitted to the Rabb of the heavens and the earth, Rabb of the worlds. He did not say, I will submit. He said, I have submitted. Qala aslamtu. He said, I have submitted. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us for one purpose only, and that is for his ibadah. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, مَا أُرِيدُ مِنْهُمْ مِنْ رِزْقِهُمْ وَمَا أُرِيدُ أَنْ يُطْعِمُونَ. Allah said, I do not ask you for rizq. We do not ask you to give us rizq. We give you rizq. We feed you. إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الرَّزَّاقُ ذُو الْقُوَّةِ الْمَتِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, verily, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Razzaq, and he gives rizq through his power and through his glory and majesty. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us very clearly that he created us for a particular purpose. He did not create us for us to get ourselves lost in this dunya. He sent us into this dunya for a purpose, and that purpose is to worship him and to spread this message of worshipping him as the core goal, as the vision, as the core goal of every human being. And in order to be able to do this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, we feed you, we give you rizq, we give you food, we give you sustenance, we give you power, we give you whatever you need. And that's the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, aslim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, aslim, submit. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, udkhulu fi silmi kaffa. O you who believe, enter into Islam fully and totally and completely. Wala tattabi'u khutwati shaitan. And do not follow the footsteps of shaitan. Innahu lakum aduwwun mubeen. Verily, he is your open and declared enemy. Now, if you look at this, what is the importance of submitting? The importance of submitting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, and this will happen only when we understand one very important thing, and that thing is that this submission is not for the benefit of Allah. We are not doing any favor to Allah by submitting to Allah. This submission is for our own benefit. Imagine if you are sitting in a plane. Say you are piloting a plane, or you are sitting in the co-pilot's seat, and you are in a very, very advanced fighter plane, which goes at 2 Mach, twice the speed of sound. And this plane is going to be doing, you're going to have a great, wonderful ride in the plane, a wonderful flight in the plane, great thrills. The pilot is going to go through the sound barrier and then he's going to be doing aerobatics and so on. And you look forward to experiencing the power of the force of gravity in your seat as you go through the sound barrier. And in the aerobatics, and you are looking forward to this great, fantastic, fun drive. What is the first thing the pilot will tell you? He will say, put on the seat belt. And if you ever sat in a combat plane, you will know that the seat belt is not like your commercial airlines. It's not just across the, it comes across the shoulders, and there's, it comes around the waist, and there is a piece that comes between your legs, and all of that fits into one hub in the middle of your belly. So it completely straps you into the seat. It's almost like being tied down like a prisoner in the seat. So the first thing the commander will tell you is, fasten your seat belt. And the first thing that happens when you fasten a seat belt is, it restricts your movement. Security is inversely proportional to functionality. It restricts your movement. Now, if you say, no, I do not want my movement to be restricted, then I can assure you, at the end of that flight, you will be dead. You will not survive, you will die. And not only will you die, because you are unrestricted in your seat, you will probably kill the pilot also. Because when the plane goes through the sound barrier, and when you experience 2G gravity, and when the man is going to be doing aerobatics and spinning the plane and flipping it over and so on, you will bash around in that cockpit like a pea in a pod. It will break your neck, it will smash you completely, and in the process probably you will kill the pilot also. Obviously no pilot worth his name will even ever imagine taking off in a flight unless the co-pilot and himself are strapped into the seat, and if you don't accept, then he will simply kick you out of the place. Now, thing to think is, if a person sits in that seat and says, I don't like this restriction, what is he doing? He is doing what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَالْعَسْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. He said, you are in loss, you are in desolation, you are in halakat. Because you think that this freedom is good for you, the freedom is not good for you, because that freedom is going to kill you. The restriction is good for you, and that restriction is called a seat belt, that restriction is called a safety harness. And if you put on that safety harness, yes, it restricts you to some extent. Does it stop your breathing? No, it doesn't stop your breathing. Does it stop you from enjoying the flight? No, actually it helps you to enjoy the flight, because now you are safely strapped into the seat. You don't have to concentrate on that, you don't have to worry about that, you can actually enjoy the flight more. But if you do not submit to that restriction, then you will die and you will kill others. And that is the issue of submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we can understand, and we will submit only when we understand this fact, that the submission is for our benefit, the seat belt is for our benefit, it's not for the benefit of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Take the case of Ibrahim alayhi salam, with whom this ayat is related. What happened to him when he submitted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah said, submit. He said, I have submitted. What happened with him when he did that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used him for the work of Islam, for its highest purpose. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used Ibrahim alayhi salam to build the Kaaba, around which we all make tawaf. All the Anbiya made tawaf, every Muslim will make tawaf around the Kaaba until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps the Kaaba on the earth. This will go on for as long as Allah wishes. And who does that entire sawab of the Kaaba, of the tawaf of the Kaaba, who does it go to? Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called the place Maqam Ibrahim. And Allah said, Maqam Ibrahim is a musalla. He said, that place is a place of salah. It is true that when we finish our tawaf, you can make the two rakat of salah anywhere in Masjid al-Haram. And of course, in today's conditions, with all that crowd there, it is actually counterproductive, and it is not a good thing to try to make salah at Maqam Ibrahim, because you are then the cause of harm to a lot of people. So definitely we don't advocate that. But the place is a place of Salah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave this. The wife of Ibrahim alayhi salam submitted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Ibrahim alayhi salam left her in the valley of Bakka without any sustenance, and she, all that she asked him was, is this the hukum of your Rabb? He just nodded his head. He did not even say yes. He just nodded, indicated by his head. And she said, go, your Rabb will not allow us to perish if he has asked you to put us here. She submitted. And what was the result of that submission? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took her action of sa'i and made this into a rukun of Hajj and Umrah. So every human being, including the Anbiya, including Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, when they made Umrah and when they made Hajj, they made sa'i. And what is sa'i? Sa'i is the action of our mother Hajra alayhi salam. Why? Because she submitted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised her status to such an extent that the action of this woman became an action of ibadah to be performed even by the Ashraful Anbiya Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Yeah? There is no, the Umrah is not complete unless you do sa'i, there is no Umrah. Unless you do sa'i, there is no Hajj. So tawaf and sa'i, whose actions are these? Ibrahim alayhi salam and his wife. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Ibrahim alayhi salam submitted, what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala delivered Ibrahim alayhi salam and saved Ibrahim alayhi salam from some of the most severe tests that you can ever imagine. May Allah save us from all tests. Ibrahim alayhi salam is sitting in the, is not sitting, he's been put into the cup of the trebuchet to launch him into the fire. And then what does Allah do? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly addresses the fire. قُلْنَا يَا نَارُ كُونِي بَرْدًا وَسَلَامًا عَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمِ. This is the izzah of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not need to speak directly to his makhluk. This is the izzah for the Nabi who submitted. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have told Jibreel alayhi salam to put out the fire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have done any number of things. He did not do that. When Ibrahim alayhi salam was ordered to sacrifice his son, he submitted. He did not argue. He did not say, Allah, what is this? No, nothing. Your creature, you want him, take him. He submitted. So what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not just substitute Ismail alayhi salam with a ram. Allah substituted Ismail alayhi salam with a ram that Allah sent from Jannah through Jibreel alayhi salam. What was the need for that? There were any number of rams and camels and whatnot which Ibrahim alayhi salam himself had. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have ordered him and said, okay, this is finished. Sacrifice a ram instead of your son. Come again. What is the need to send a ram from Jannah? There is no need. This is the izzah of Ibrahim alayhi salam and Ismail alayhi salam, because both of them submitted. What did Ismail alayhi salam say when his father asked him? He said, look into your heart. What do you see? What did he say? He said, do what you have been ordered to do. And you will find me, insha'Allah, min as-sabirin. You will find me, insha'Allah, among the people who have sabr. Little boy is saying this. This is the meaning of submission. And these are the benefits of submission. They submitted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because they knew this is for our benefit. You go to somebody's house and the person says, please come and sit here. You don't argue. You don't say, why not here? No. Please come and sit here. Why? Because this is your friend. This is a person of great eminence. And when he tells you sit here, that is the place of greatest izzah. The place of greatest honor that he is giving you, to asking you to sit in a particular place. You don't argue. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, submit. We say, submit. Aslamtu. So we say, aslamna ya rabbal alameen. We all submit to you, ya rabbal alameen. Yeah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us in a state of submission all our lives and to take us in a state of submission and sujood when it's time for us to go. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain. Bi rahmatika ya rahmatika.